and welcome listeners to Let's Do It Radio Sunday Service, sponsored by DoItAllInTheMall.com. Happy Love Day to all of you. Today is Sunday, February 14th, 2021. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anaïs Valcou Designs, broadcasting out of kind of wet and rainy Tampa today, where all entrepreneurs can be found on the homepage of DoItAllInTheMall.com under the client section as well as their website. And you can securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening music and entertainment wherever you may be. 1 John 4:8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16, one of the greatest verses there is. Happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you. God is love, not only celebrated on Valentine's Day, but 24/7, 365, every day. It should be God's day, all day, no matter what we do. He forgives us and loves us. If we could only love like that, what a wonderful world we would be living in. Do It All in the Mall does not own the rights to any of the music you hear during the show today. We will have Invocation by Reverend Rodney McCullough, and then followed by a song by the wonderful Georgia Mass Choir, No Greater Love. Reverend Rodney McCullough.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your blessings, oh God. We ask your protection and your safety. We know that the weather is inclement in different places. But now, oh God, we call on your presence to be with us. We call on your spirit to be with us, oh God. We need you in this service. We can't really do anything without you, oh God. So we ask that you would come and show up and show out. Allow us, oh God, to worship you, please, in spirit and in truth. And it is in Jesus' name that we all pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
No greater love. Yes, Lord, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
to Calvary to save a wretch, like you and me.
That song is usually played around Easter, but God gave his only begotten son, and there's no greater love than you giving up your one and only child to die.
That's exactly
for the world.
Right. Hallelujah.
There's
Thank
no
you,
greater love. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for giving mm-hmm. and extending him to us, for
Yes.
for allowing us to be able to be in his presence and be in your presence. And I'm just going to get excited. I'm sorry. It's that song when we used to sing it back home would just get us all the time. And so that shouldn't just be an Easter song, but an everyday in your heart, in your mind, and on your lips song. And now we will have prayer by Reverend Carolyn McCullough.
Amen.
Amen. And I'd like to say to you, Ms. Inez, we are 3 days away from beginning the Lenten season. So there is no greater love. And that song is played and can be played anytime because his love wasn't just given to us on one day. It was given to us on every day. And I thank God for his love. Without his love, we are nothing. And so we thank him for his love. And thank you for that song. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, please join us in this prayer at this time, oh God. Lord, we come to you saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you for being our God, the creator. Thank you for being our God, the sustainer. Thank you for being our God of salvation. Thank you for being our God of provision. Thank you, oh Lord, for everything that you have done for us, because you have given your very best to us out of what we call love. You loved us so much that you gave your very begotten son, your only begotten son, to come and to die on the cross for each of us so that we might experience what true love really is. And we thank you for that, oh God. We just ask now in the name of Jesus that you will Forgive us all that are in your presence right now, those
yes,
who are in the listening audience, those who are in the line, those who have participated and will participate in our service today. We lift up the preacher of the hour, and we ask, oh God, that you will fill
us all,
hallelujah, with your spirit and with your anointing. We need you, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for all that you have given. We thank you for all that you continue to give. And we thank you for being
so merciful
and kind, oh God. We thank you for forgiving us and taking care of everything concerning us. You have protected us in the weather. You have covered us with your blood. You have done so many things for us, oh God. And we thank you for how you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And we thank you for that, oh God. Lord, we come asking that you will look upon each of us in the world today. Thank you for having mercy upon us. Continue to have mercy upon us and continue to send people to us to take care of the needs that each of us may have. Thank you, oh God. We lift up the snow in Yakima, Washington, and all of the areas that is receiving so many feet of snow during this time, oh God. And we ask that your hands of mercy and protection will be there to cover us with your blood, oh God. We pray your blessing to those who are traveling on the highway, and that you will allow the accident to be minimal. And if there's an accident, that you will protect them from hurt, harm, and danger, oh God. Lord, we thank you.
Yeah.
We are turning everything over to you, because we know that we can do nothing without you, O God. But we know that all things are possible to them that believe with you, O Lord. And so we're giving you permission today to be in this service today. We consecrate this line to you. We ask your anointing to flow fresh. We ask that souls will be saved and that hearts will be encouraged. And we thank you that people will make a decision to live that much more for you, O God. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your goodness. We thank you for your goodness, hallelujah. The word says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us where all the days of our lives, O God. And so we're thanking you for your goodness and your mercy today. We're thanking you for salvation, for you have made it possible. And we ask that you will open the hearts and minds of those who need a Savior today.
Yes,
and people will willingly and openly receive you as their Savior and Lord today.
Yeah,
we thank you,
Lord,
for everything that you have done. We lift up the preacher again to you, and we pray that you will do what's possible to make preaching possible today. Do what you need to do so that your word will go forward. We thank you for the willingness of the preachers who have come and always comes, and we know that you're sending many, many more. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives today. And we do not forget to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for everything that you have done. We give you the glory today, and we say thank you. And again, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray, and we ask it all. And we're believing, hallelujah, you have already answered our prayers. And help us, oh God, to the prayers being answered.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
As Reverend Rodney shared with us today, when the answer to your prayer is knocking at your door, hallelujah, we're asking that you allow the prayers to be shown, to be seen easily, and to allow us to not overlook the small things, because you are Lord. Even before we ask, your word says that you have asked. And so we thank you for that today. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. That every heart that will say amen and amen.
Amen.
And if you didn't get stirred by that prayer, there's something wrong with you and your soul and your bones and everything else.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that fervent prayer. We need to get stirred up because this is a good day. This is a good day. Thank you. And we're still going to continue to hear from words of encouragement from Reverend Carolyn McCullen. And we thank all the other listeners who just joined us. And happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you. That's first that I want to do. And go ahead, Reverend Carolyn McCullough, with your words of encouragement for the week.
Amen. Amen. Our words of encouragement will be reflected in Deuteronomy chapter 8, the third verse. And it says, yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
Receiveth out of your mouth. Yes.
Amen. The story of the Israelites wandering in the desert is pretty well known. It is good to be reminded every now and then that God is always what? In control. The Israelites thought they knew what they needed to survive, bread. Yet God had a different way of providing for them. We can often try to ask as a man things from God that we think we need in order to get through. But God may have another way to provide. And we need to humbly give up our own way to let God's will and his way prevail. Amen. And so I'm going to leave you with this question. What are you trying to control that you need to hand over to God? And I'm going to ask us this week, ask God for his provision. So what are you trying to control that you need to hand over to God? And I want you to always remember to ask God for his provision through the week. Whatever you're struggling with, whatever area you're struggling with, and wherever you feel yourself trying to be in control, ask God to take control of whatever it is that you're trying to remain in control of. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Give him
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Hey, Jesus, take the wheel and hold my mule. That's all I got to say.
That's it. Amen. And he will do just that when you ask him to. We've got to do that.
There you go.
Right?
He could be the pilot and we could be the co-pilot if we just sit still and be quiet and just keep our hands in our lap, to say, Lord, take control. That's it.
That's all we got
to do. We don't have to go into no long dissertation. Well, Jesus, well, dear Heavenly Father, take the wheel, please. That's it. Sometimes that's all you have time to say. Because when you almost, skidding out of control, what do you say? You don't, dear Heavenly Father, I humbly bow. No, take the wheel, dear Heavenly Father. Hold me. Take it. Is that just those simple words? Take control. That's it. I'm sorry. I'm just getting happy today.
I'm
getting happy.
Here it is, Master. Here it is. Hallelujah.
Okay. Just here it is. It's yours. This next song we're going to hear is by Common. It is God is Love, featuring Leon Bridges and Jonathan McReynolds.
The unconditional critical mission, listen to the indivisible mystical. It was meant for you and meant for me infinitely. Even been to prisons to visit you. Asked, what would Christians do? Well, some are harassing Native Americans. If God is love, why is hate in the air again? Search for Samaritans in the hood, misunderstood. A savior comes, will he only come for the good? The lost tribe of Shabazz and the second class. God, I see you in the streets where the checks is cash. Hit you in the heartbeat, hoping the love will last. I know you in the words where the first is last. They try to use math to quantify you. In 2005, you saved lives by the bayou. I know you in the mouth of the spouse singing I do. The most vital is how I describe you. Low soldiers, dreadlocked rosters, praying to Jehovah Rapha in the back of cop cars. Even then, we knew that love was not far. It's in the passion of the teachers and the rock stars. The Muslim sisters singing Allah Yu Akbar. It's coming from where Maya and Pop are. It's in the grandchild stare up in Papa. Love is love became the mantra, the montage for creation. We need it in relation when two ships pass. One love is the flotation. It's what God used to put the planet in rotation. It's what the culture used to build a hip-hop nation. From the basement to the attic where cookies show for magic. It's what we told the world when we said our lives matter. Turn a student to a master, hustler to a pastor. It's why I'm a rapper. It's all that I'm after.
Should be grateful. When the speaker came to me today, well, not today, came to me, she said, you know, she was wrestling with her topics and whatever. It was still all centered around God and His love. And her subject today, I'm going to let her explain it to you. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce her, and then she will come with a song of her choice, and then she will bless us with her words and her version of Valentine's Day. And so since the last time I had introduced Reverend Carolyn Williamson, I started out with, I have been told, but now that I have heard Reverend Carolyn Williamson and have spoken to her on a few occasions, I can say Reverend Carolyn Williamson is a woman of God and has been in the ministry for over 30 years. She goes out into the community, and doesn't matter who she runs into, she's going to minister to in the jails, prisons, nursing homes, grocery stores, homeless shelters, anywhere her feet take her and her voice can be heard, even on the phone, she ministers. She is just that type of a woman who will minister to the highest, to the lowest, to the in-between, to everyone. I know Reverend Williamson can sing because she always has a song on her lips or in her heart. And her heart's desire is to love God's people and have his people reconciled back to him. Lastly, I can definitely say she is a spirit-filled woman and a willing servant who loves God. Since this is what I've been told, I know she's going to bring us the living word of God because that is what she knows. After We Are Graced with a song by Reverend Williamson, we are going to be blessed as we hear what God has put upon her heart. Reverend Carolyn Williamson.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I first give honor to God, who is the love of life, the head of my life. I thank God for this privilege to share God's love and share God's word. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this time. I pray, God, that you examine me, forgive me of any sin, any shortcoming in thought or deed, whatever that's displeasing to you. God, you be glorified because truly I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thanks and pray. Amen. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign upon the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah. Oh God, I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign upon the throne. For you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. And I can sing to you this song, oh God. I just gotta say that I love you more than anything. Yeah. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Ooh, oh my God, yeah. I love you, Jesus. Yes, I do, oh God. I worship and adore you, oh Lord. Just want to tell you, oh God, that I love you, oh God, more than anything. Yeah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I do, oh God. I love you, I worship you, and adore you, yeah. Oh, God, I just want to tell you, oh, my Lord, yeah. That I love you, oh God, more than anything. Yeah, ooh. Oh my Lord, I love you, Jesus. Yeah. I worship you, I worship you and adore you, oh God. I just want to tell you. I just got to tell you, Lord, that I love you more than anything. Yeah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I sing that song because I understand and I know the love of God. Hallelujah. If I didn't know the love of God, bless His holy name. If I didn't understand the love of God, hallelujah. Glory to God. I can sing that song. Hallelujah. I might just sing it, but I sing a lie. But glory to God. I sing that song because it's from my heart. I love Him more than anything. And hallelujah, as I talk about God's love today, that's the subject. That's the thought. I want us to reflect on God's love today. Hallelujah. And as we reflect on God's love, hallelujah, it will show us how to love. Hallelujah. First of all, God more than anything, and then to love others. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not going to prolong the time. Our scripture reading this afternoon is from 1 John, hallelujah, the 4th chapter. Lord, I thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 7 through 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the scripture reads as far as follows. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Hallelujah. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love God. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But that he loved us. Ooh, glory to God. But that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Hallelujah. Father,
amen.
Let the words of my mouth, glory to God, and the meditation of my heart, let them be pleasing to you, God. Let them be acceptable to you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Amen. I want to call your attention this afternoon. Hallelujah. I want to grab your attention, grab your mind, grab your heart. Hallelujah. And even maybe transform someone's life today. Hallelujah. Someone come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior by experiencing, learning, coming to the knowledge of God's great love. We're living in a day, we know it's Valentine's Day, and everybody's saying happy Valentine, whether it be philo love, whether it be eros love, or agape love. We're looking at agape love today, hallelujah, that God demonstrates his love for us. Now, and I thought about this, and I said, you know, Lord, there's so many that are looking for love, hallelujah, and they're looking in all the wrong places, but I want to let you know today, hallelujah, tell you about God's love, glory to God, because as the song said, there is no greater love, hallelujah, there's no greater love. You can look here, look there, but I guarantee you, hallelujah, you'll find no love like our God love, hallelujah. And I thought about this Duracell battery. Y'all probably remember that pink bunny with Tom on, and the commercial would say that it keeps going and going and going, hallelujah. And I thought about God's love, hallelujah, even though there's no comparison to the battery, glory to God, but because without the battery in the bunny, woo, bless his holy name, hallelujah, the battery, without the battery in the bunny could move. And let me just make that perfectly clear. Without God's love in the body of Christ, in you and I, we could not love the unlovable. I mean, we couldn't even love ourselves, let alone God. So here, the Bible encourages us, John encourages us by saying beloved, and beloved means friend. God loves us much, so much that he calls us his friend, and he encourages you and I to love one another, because love is of God. I come to let you know that God, that's just who he is, okay? Hallelujah. He is love. The scripture says he is love. Glory to God. And I thought about it. I said, you know, I can have a car, and the car can sit out there, but if it does not have a person to drive the car would not go anywhere. So if love, ooh, glory to God, if God's love was not in you and I, hallelujah, as I forestated, we could not be all that God would have us to be. But I found out one thing, glory to God, that if we hang with God, by faith in Christ Jesus, glory to God, time and prayer and studying and fasting and meditating and memorizing the word, and not to mention obeying the word of God, we begin to experience God's love. Hallelujah. Not only do we experience God's love, but we're able to love others. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, that God has loved you and I with an everlasting love. And I thank God that not only did he love us with an everlasting love, which it never runs out. Come on, somebody. You just keep going. And
yes.
Go. In other words, it has no end. Let me tell you, when you think about humanity, hallelujah, we can have a tendency that if as long as things are good, then I love you. But that ain't God's love. Because even when I find myself not doing good, oh, bless his holy name, even when I find myself falling short of God's word, glory to God, even when I find myself I'm going contrary to the word, when God says go right, then I decide to go left. But God still loves me. I'm talking about God's love this afternoon. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. But not only how he loved us with an everlasting, a never-ending love, instead with love and kindness, have he drawn us. A glory to God. God wants to draw somebody today, hallelujah, that don't know him in the pardon of their sins. They never had an opportunity to experience his love. His love is an unconditional love. In other words, it does not matter what you're in. Oh, my God. It does not matter where you are right now. Glory to God. All that matters is to understand God's love. And I read in the word that God so loved the world, good God Almighty, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The writer John says here, he that loveth not, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love, and that's just who he is. And we need to be a type of people that just says, that's just who I am. I'm reminded of a songwriter that says, praise is what I do when I'm going through. Hallelujah. But love needs to be who we are because we are children of the Most High God. I wish I had a witness. Thank you, Jesus. But not only that, I found out that the Bible said, behold, what manner of love, good God Almighty. Oh, my God, that God has bestowed upon you and I. Thank you, Jesus. It's only because he bestowed his love upon us so that we can represent him in a dying world. There's so many don't know love. So many looking for love. But hallelujah, we've got the answer. And it's God's love. It's unconditional love. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you something. There's a whole lot of action in God's love. Well, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Well, I found out. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. I want to tell you, there's a whole lot of action in God's love. Everything that you need is wrapped up. Oh, my God. It's wrapped up in God's love. In other words, when you experience God's love, you get a present every day. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like running. Good God Almighty. I feel like shouting glory to God because of God's love. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's wrapped up in God's love. Salvation is wrapped up in God's love. Oh, my God. Healing and deliverance is wrapped up in God's love. See, when he sent Jesus, when Jesus died at Calvary's cross,
come on now, sir. Come on.
Everything you need.
Yes.
But thank God, is in God's love. Through Jesus Christ, he gives you peace. That surpasses all understanding. He gives you joy. Unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. When your situation seems hopeless, love step right in and give you hope.
Hold on.
That all things work together. What a good of them. Hallelujah. What a good of them to love the Lord. Call according to his purpose. See, we got to know that. That is working for our good. Because of our love for the Lord. Because of our love for one another. Jesus said, he said, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me a drink. He said, when I was outside, you didn't take me in. Glory to God.
Come on.
He said, when I was sick, you didn't come see about me. He said, when I was drunk, you wouldn't give me an extra blanket or an extra jacket. Oh, my God. I'm talking about God's love to see y'all. God's love is every day of the week. Every Every month of the year, you can experience God's love. And when you experience God's love, hallelujah, you can share God's love with everybody. The Bible says you can love your enemies. Oh, my
Come
God.
On there.
You can love your enemies. You can
Come
bless
on.
Those who curse you, good God Almighty. You can do good to those who hate you. Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
pray for those who despitefully misuse you and persecute you. Only because of God's love.
Glory,
Only because of God's love, y'all. Yes. So the judge, he says in the word, he says, in this was manifested the love of God towards you and I, because God sent his only begotten son into this little world. He came and he died. And because he came and he died, he showed you
he
and
did.
I what God's love was all about. He showed you and I what love, unconditional love, agape love was all about. I'm talking about God's love. Somebody needs to experience God's love today. And let me tell you something. Oh, glory to God. When you experience God's love, you never. Oh my God.
Never
be the same when you experience God's love. It'll keep on going and going and going and going and going and going. You keep on going.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to tell you today that God's love.
Come on now.
Is the best love.
Tell him. Tell him.
That you'll ever want to experience. God's love is the best love you'll ever want to know. When you experience that love, you can do like the Bible said. You can do like Jesus said. He said, love the Lord thy God with all of God. With all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength, everything that is within you, you can't help but to love the Lord. And because you experience God's love, and you love him back, because I read here in the scripture, it said that if we didn't love him first, but he loved us first, when he sent his son Jesus to go to Calvary for my sin and for yours, God's love is not quite
God's
love. There's no love like God's love. And we're able to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But not only that, I found out when you experience God's love, when you experience God's love, you realize that God, let me say it like this, the Apostle Paul says in Romans 5, he said God poured his love into our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, we can't love nobody. Without the Holy Ghost, we can't even love ourselves, let alone love God, let alone love anybody else. But because of the Holy Ghost, because of God's love, it's been poured into you and I. Let me say it like this. God wants to pour his love into somebody's heart today. Somebody that don't know him. Somebody that's been searching all over looking for love. Looking for love.
Lord.
And every time they think they found love, they end up getting hurt. They end up getting disappointed. But let me tell you, when you find God's love, you don't have to go too far. You can just come right in front of you. And when you realize that I'm a living testimony, I could have been dead and gone. But the Lord let me live on. But it's only because it's because of his love
Come on.
For me.
Yes.
It's because
of
his love for you. It's because of his love for that one that don't know him and a pardon of his sins. You need to know him today. There's no greater friend. There's no greater love than the love of God that comes through
his
son, Christ Jesus. And when you
come
understand
on,
his love,
come on, back her up now.
You have no problem walking in love. Good God Almighty.
Yes.
You have no problem walking in love, talking in love. In other words, it's not about me no more. It's not about me no more. But
I'm
it's
on
about
now.
The other person. I give up myself. I give up my rights. I give up what I think. I give up what I feel. And if you don't believe it, look at Jesus.
Yeah.
Look at Jesus. He gave up what he thought. He gave up what he willed. He gave up his life. He said, I'm not here to do my will, but I'm here to do the will of my Father who sent me. But not only did he send me, y'all, I got to finish it. He went way up yonder at Calvary's cross. He died for our sins. And because he died for our sins, because he was a propitiation for our sins, the Bible said he was a sweet smelling Savior. He smelled good. He gave the right fragrance to God. Nothing else would do as a sacrifice. It's just the blood of Jesus. I'm trying to tell somebody we need to understand God's love. God is
love.
That's who he is. That's just what he does. And he can't do nothing different. Hallelujah, because that's an attribute. That's a nature. That's his nature. We need to make it our nature that we love one another. Because John says in the word that if we don't love one another,
come on,
love God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. We've got to walk in love. We've got to walk in love. We've got to talk in love. Why, girl, and why? Because Christ, he loved you and I. He loved you and I. And he gave himself. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
So here it is, you and I. We're being commanded, oh my God, we're being commanded to love others as Christ has loved us. I don't know about you, but I thank God for his love. Yes, I do.
Yes.
For his love. Yes,
thank him. Thank him.
And because of his love, I'm going to hang with him. I ain't going to never let go. I ain't going to never let go. I'm talking about God's love today. God's love. The Bible world would know that we are his disciples by our love for one another. We've got to show God's love, y'all. We've got to show God's love. If you and I have experienced God's love, then we have to show it to everybody, no matter where we go, no matter who they are. I think about Jesus when he was in the fourth chapter of John, and he went to Samaria, and he met the woman at the well. That woman was a Samaritan woman. I say that to say, no matter what the barriers are in this day and time, we got to break down barriers, and we got to let God's love, let it be shown and let it be known everywhere we go. Because if we love God loves us and we manifest ourselves. The Bible says that if God so loves you and I, so we ought to love one another. And I say it like this, one of my favorite scriptures, Jesus said in John 14 and 21, he said that if you love me, you'll obey me. And it shows that you really love me. Good God Almighty. He says, and I'll love you, and you'll be loved by the Father. And I will. I'll manifest myself. Manifest yourself, oh God. Show
Come on now.
We need Come you on. To show up in our lives, oh God, as we demonstrate your love to a dying world, to a dying world. Because Jesus set the example. He's our perfect example because he gave up his life. He gave up his life. He denied every right that he had. Oh, my God. He denied himself of every right that he had. He was despised. He was wounded for our trespasses. He was bruised.
Well, bruised.
God Almighty, of our peace. It was up on him. He knew no sin, y'all. It was my sin and your sin and the sin of the world that God wanted you and I to understand his love.
Yes, he did.
Oh, God's love.
To understand his love.
Before it went up yonder, they beat God's love. They whipped him and they beat him. They beat him and they whipped him. Y'all, but he didn't stop right there. He went all the way up the cross. Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
he didn't give up the cross. He didn't give up going to the cross. He kept on going. He
kept
on
going
and going and going and going until he made it up at Calvary's cross. And they didn't have to nail him on the cross. He laid his body down. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about God's love. God's love. It got on that old rugged cross, and they nailed his left hand.
Nailed him.
And they nailed his right hand for sin right now. And they nailed his feet, God Almighty, for sin to come. Somebody might not know the Lord. Yeah. In a part of their sins. But this is a good day to understand God's love. It's a good day to surrender God's love. It's a good day to accept
it's a good
God's
day.
Love. God loves
Come
the world.
On now.
He gave his son for you and I. And they hung
He did.
So the whole world could see. And he said, Father,
My God.
Yes. He gave up the ghost. He hung up there. Oh, yes, he did.
Yes.
But I found God. I heard early. He got up.
Come on.
He got up.
Let me tell you, love got up. Love got up. Good God Almighty.
Yes. Love
got up.
Come on now.
And so
come on,
to say, to see God's love, to hear about God's love, to accept God's love, to experience God's love. through his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. But I'm glad he on that old rugged cross, y'all. He didn't stay up there.
No, he didn't.
Thank you, Jesus. But I want to tell
you,
I found out there were some ladies going looking for him, and they found that he was no longer there. Love got up.
Yes.
Love got up.
Couldn't keep him down.
Let it rise up in you and I. Let it rise up in you and I. Because the scripture said, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God. If you've been born again, you can't help but to love. If you've been born again, you can't help but to love. And it don't matter who it is, love your neighbor. Who is my neighbor? It's anybody. Yeah, God is love, y'all. Talking about unconditional love. This is God's love that he wants us to understand, because he's coming back again. He's sitting at the right hand of his Father. He is our soon
He
is our soon coming King.
Yes.
So let us stay in fellowship. Let us stay in fellowship with God, because when we love God, when we know God's love, when we have God's love, when we love one another, it is a sure sign that God lives in you and God lives in me, and that we have fellowship in him. I don't know about you, but I keep my fellowship. I need fellowship with the Lord, and the only way that I can have fellowship with God and have fellowship with my brothers and my sisters is that I got to know God's love. I got to let God's love be known. Let it be shown. Give it out, because he gave it freely. He gave it freely. The Bible says that the world will know that we are truly his disciples by our love for one another. I'm talking about God's love. It was demonstrated. Let us demonstrate God's love. That's all that matters. We got so much evil and so wicked and so much injustice in our world today. What the world needs now is love. We got the answer. We got the remedy. Let us show God's love. Let us show God's love. God bless you today. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because the world needs what we have. It's been manifested to us through Christ Jesus' sacrifice at the cross. And we are encouraged to love one another, because love is God. And God is love. And as we do what God's word tells us to do, this whole world could be a better place because of God's love. God bless you today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Can we get a hand clap from the church? Come on now, church. Give her some love. Give her some love. Give her God's love. Just love. That was. Whew. All right now. All right. If somebody didn't get touched, period, today, from that there, there's something wrong with you. You must be dead and gone already. Because
something wrong.
Definitely. Something wrong, because she spoke, she taught, she eloquently told us about God's love. Did she not? I mean, she did something. I said earth thing, because she just gave it down to us. And so, talk about, if we would just love like God loved, if we could just have an inkling of his love, can you imagine? Can you just imagine how much less strife there would be, how much love there would be? We wouldn't have all this riotousness. I didn't even say that right. But we already know that this is happening, because it is written in Revelation that, wars and rumors of wars and mothers against daughters and fathers against sons. It's written. But before that happens, can't we just have an assemblance of some love, just to know what it feels like to be in his presence, to be in God's love, just to have him have his son die for us? Okay, how many people would give up their child besides, you know, when the gentleman laid, I guess I'm going to say the gentleman, when he laid his son on the slab and had his had that knife ready to go down on his son because that is what he was instructed to do, but God's love said, no, this is not for you to do. If we could just be like that, if we could just give up something, as Ms. Kenlin would said earlier, what are we holding on to? Give up the nastiness. Give up the evilness. Give up what isn't of God. And can you imagine how many less headaches we would have? How much less stress there would be? How much more we would be able to greet our neighbor, say Happy Valentine's Day, Happy Love Day, God is Love Day, 24/7, 365. Can you imagine
always.
As, you know, as, what's her name? Oh, shoot. Tamela Mann would say, I can only imagine. I can only imagine what life would be if we had more of God's love. And because of God's love, we have a God of another chance, which I will play for you, and then we will have invitation to discipleship from Reverend Carolyn McCullough. If the God of another chance.
Amen.
It would not be right.
No, it wouldn't
for
be.
For us to leave this place. And not give someone an opportunity to receive Jesus. It's a simple act of faith to confess that you are lost and you need a Savior.
Yeah.
Come trusting, come believing, but come. Don't put it off. Do it right now as the choir sings.
Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Invitation to Christian Discipleship, Reverend Carolyn McCullough.
Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Amen.
And she talks about God's love. There are many of us who may not know anything about God's love, because you can't know about God's love if you're not saved, sanctified, and filled with His Spirit. And so this is the opportunity that we're going to give you right now to receive God's love, His mercy, and His love by accepting the invitation that comes at this time. Amen. We know that we want to thank our sister, Reverend Williamson, for preaching the word of God. And she did it with such power and fervor. And with her doing that, we know that you should have felt His presence. But if you didn't feel His presence, we want to introduce you to Him so you can feel His presence when the word is being preached at all times. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So if you don't know the Lord and the pardoning of your sins today, now is the time to come and say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Lord. I want to do better. And so we're going to give you that opportunity to come now by receiving this prayer. And I want you to pray after me. As I pray, you repeat after me, and I will pause long enough for you to repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for saving me from my sins.
Thank you for saving me from my sins.
And I know you did that. I know you did that by dying on the cross for me.
And I know you did that by dying on the cross for me.
Yes. Forgive me for every thought, word, or deed.
Come on, sister.
Forgive me from every thought, word, or deed.
That I have committed against you.
That I have committed.
That I have committed it against you.
And against others.
And against others.
Fill me with your Holy Ghost.
Fill me with your Holy Ghost.
Your Holy Ghost.
And allow me to live a new life in you.
Oh, hallelujah.
And allow me to live a new life in you.
New life in you.
Amen. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and my Savior.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for saving me today.
Thank you for saving me today.
Amen. Amen. And when you pray a prayer like that, you have just accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and your life should never, ever, ever be the same. Now I admonish you to get into a Bible study and start studying His word and yield your will to His will. And He will do the rest, and you'll understand what the preacher was preaching about today, about His love. Amen?
Amen.
Again, I thank God for what He has done for us today through His word and preaching that Reverend Williamson shared with us today. God bless each and every one of you. And if you will go to the homepage of Do It All in the Mall and fill out the contact form, we will send you information to help you better understand what happens to you once you give your life to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you all for giving your life to Christ, and welcome to the family of God.
Amen. And the benediction is as well on you, Reverend Carolyn.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You ready for it now?
Yeah. Unless somebody else has something to say that's good about God's love.
Come on,
amen. Anybody who wants to say something that's good about God's love is welcome to do that. We don't want to give you the opportunity to say what you need to say, because God really is good, and his mercy endures
yes,
forever. We thank him for his word today. And he is a good, mighty,
mighty good God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I've got something to say.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's really not me. I need my mother, Sister Leo, to take a minute and speak, please. Sister Leo?
Yes.
Okay, I love you, and I just need you to speak on this wonderful Valentine's Day. Would you please do that for me?
Well, all I can say is that the Reverend Williamson has covered pretty much everything. I am totally in agreement with her because the Lord is love. And the only way we're going to be able to love is to receive him as our Savior. And that love is to flow through us. He reminded us, commanded us to love one another. And we must love one another. We must demonstrate it and show it to one another in all areas of our lives. And I love you, Sharon. I love Sister Inez.
I've never met one of you all
face to face, but I have met you on this line, and I truly do love you and concern. I keep y'all in my prayers daily, and I even seen Yakima on the Weather Channel today, Sharon. I seen where you live on the Weather Channel. I have a lot of snow up there.
Yes. No, I had to buy a candle today.
Inez has a lot of water where she lives in Florida. Hallelujah. The Lord is good.
It's not too bad.
Takes care of them even in the snow and the rain. His love just permeates all over everywhere. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he loved us first, even when we were enemies loved us. Hallelujah. Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Happy Valentine's.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you,
my sister. Thank you. Inez, go ahead.
Okay, and we have caller 1702. Would you like to say anything today? You said no? Okay. And we have caller 9424. Would you like to say anything today? We welcome you on this Valentine's Day, God's Love Day. Nothing? 8132? Okay. Reverend Mills spoke. All right, then. I just appreciate everybody joining us today. If there's nothing else, Reverend McCullough, give us a benediction.
Right. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Let the church say, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, thank you all for being with us today, and we thank you, Reverend Williamson, for giving us the word. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. You all be blessed. And again, happy Valentine's Day.
Amen. Happy Valentine's Day to you all.
Amen.
Love you all.
Amen. Love you too.
Love you too.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais.co Designs. Out of Tampa, which it had been raining basically the last couple of days, and you have been listening to Sunday Service, God's Love, where you can find this program and all past episodes on Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Special thank you to Spread the Word Ministries, Reverend Rodney and Carolyn McCullough, Reverend Lil Broadway, and I know Eric is out there listening as well, Broadway, for being with us today. And, of course, our guest speaker, Reverend Carolyn Williamson, for sharing your word, God's love, from 1 John 4:7-11, and for joining us in today's service and just expounding on God's love, actually, as well as our other Let's Do It Radio Sunday listening audience. Do It All in the Mall is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listening entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. The religious section has all of your religious items, such as Bibles in languages, in all languages, I should say, religious charms, T-shirts and gift shops with anointing oils and memorial shops and more shops coming. We would love to put your religious products in the mall. And to do that from the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, please complete the contact us information and send it to us. When you shop through the mall, we earn a commission from all qualified purchases, which goes back to your communities. The more you shop, the more funds we build up and are able to return to your communities where your money matters. So shop, 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 all at the same time, changing communities, changing our lives, and making our lives matter. Make that difference nationwide, actually worldwide, by shopping for all of your purchases. No crowds. You can just shop at your leisure. Just so take a tour while listening to the service. Donations are welcome by clicking the donation button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com as well. The call-in number for the week when we do have episodes and shows is 845-241-9985, Tuesdays through Fridays, and listening in like you did today on Sundays. And those times are 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Alternating Tuesday evenings with our newest member, Savitri Crenshaw, our investment specialist, Think Wealth and Let's Prosper, and the same times with Stephanie Lott on Wednesdays, Why Does Love Hurt? And her alternating day is with Bible Study with Reverend Carolyn McCullough, whose time is 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. So share this information with your church members, with everybody. Wouldn't you like to share it with everybody, anybody you know on social media? So go ahead, spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. So thank you, thank you, thank you all for listening to Let's Do It Radio, to Do It All in the Mall. And we pray you receive something uplifting from today's service. Be blessed, stay blessed, until we meet again next Sunday or throughout the week. We close today with No Greater Love, this time sung by Fred Hammond. Again, can we get an amen? Amen.
Amen.
And amen,
amen
again. Thank you, thank you, thank
amen.
You. Thank you all for joining us. God's love.
For me, Lord, there is no greater love, no greater love than the one you have for me. Oh,
yeah.
yes, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for another Sunday, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for our listeners. Thank you for those who called in and was a part of today's service. I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for everybody who was with us and took the time out of their schedule to be with us, and for God's love. There's no greater love than God's love, you know, no greater love, none whatsoever. And so I thank you all for joining us today. I want you to just continue to be blessed, and just, that's all I got to say. Just continue to be blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My Father, God is my.